popping? What's happening? How y'all doing? It's your boy Jeff Devante. I don't know. I really don't know why. I'm in such a good mood today. Like, I woke up with a smile on my face. It's only 9 o'clock. I mean, I've been up for like 2 hours, but I don't know. It's just been a great day so far. I ain't do nothing. Maybe it's because I'm alive. Maybe it's because I'm alive. Thank you, Lord. It's your boy, Jeff Devante, and I'm very happy to be here with y'all, talking to y'all today. Today's topic is about dating. Listen, shout out to Issa Rae, because I have been watching so much Insecure lately. I feel like I've learned so much about I've learned a lot about myself, but I think that show has confirmed a lot of things about myself. It's been a really good way for me to kind of just like understand more the concept of dating, I guess, or not necessarily understand, but kind of realize, like, okay, even at the age, you know what I'm saying, of characters in the show, I think it's safe to say that they're all in their like late 20s, even early 30s, but being in that position and watching them, I'm like, dang, they still don't really have it all figured out. So it kind of gives me hope of like, all right, bet, like, I don't have it all figured out, but it's cool because we, you know what I'm saying, we still got time to really get it together. But at the same time, you know, everybody's journey is different. I know people that I went to high school with who are high school sweethearts who are married now, and like, you know, got kids and families. I know people who graduated before I did from high school who are still single, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with either or. Everybody's journey is different. You find love when you find love, but when you do, hold on to that, for real, because it, you know what I'm saying, once it gone, it might not come back, and if it don't come back, you know what I'm saying, you might be a little hurt. But I kind of just, before we get into it, I kind of want to just talk about, I guess, what dating means, at least to me. And that's the other thing too, like, everything that I say to, like, in this podcast, everything I say is pertaining to my experiences. This is pertaining to my opinion. I'm not speaking for nobody. The only person I'm speaking for is the person whose business I mind, and that's myself. You feel me? So I'm speaking for me, speaking from my heart. You feel me? So what is dating? You know what I'm saying? What does dating mean to me? Dating means that you're dating to marry, or that you date to marry. Now, misconceptions on that, you know, on that phrase. A lot of people think like, oh, if, or, you know, I, at least I used to think too, when, look, see, I was about to start speaking for people. I can't do that. But for me, dating to marry used to mean like, if I get into a relationship with a person, I have to marry them. Because I grew up in a Christian household. So when it came to dating, my parents both instilled that concept of date to marry in my head. So I think they both kind of interpreted it differently to me when they kind of explained it, because my dad was pretty hardcore about it, and my mom was more like a little lenient. So from my mom's perspective, date to marry was really just, if you're going to get into a relationship with somebody and you're going to date somebody, you should date somebody who you imagine yourself marrying. So that's not necessarily to say that y'all are going to end up getting married, but at least get into the relationship thinking to yourself, you know what, if I ended up marrying this person, I could be with this person for the long term, you know? And so other than that, my dad, his concept was more like, at least from what I interpreted as, his concept was more, if you date somebody, you're going to marry this person. Because he wouldn't even as far as to say, like, as far as dating goes, my parents didn't let me date or allow me to date. I should say my dad didn't let me allow me to date. So his whole thing, even to this day, is like, you should not be ready to be in a relationship with anyone until you can financially support yourself and that person. if that was the case, I'd still be single. I'm 25, and I mean, I am single now, but you know what I'm saying? I would have never been in a relationship leading up to me being 25 if that was the case, if I followed that guideline. For some people, that guideline might work. You feel me? For me, I don't feel like that works because it's like, bro, I'm barely financially supporting myself. Like, you want me to support me and a whole nother person, bro? Like, I work in a retail store as a manager, but bro, I ain't making bank like that. Like, it's gonna take some time. So that's just that was kind of like what my parents instilled in me. But dating to me now, I do hold on to that value of like, if I'm gonna date somebody, then I want to date to marry. You feel me? I at least am getting into this relationship thinking to myself, I can see myself being married to this person for the long term. If it ends up in that situation, we end up getting married, bless. If we don't end up getting married, well, hopefully everything ends amicably. But you know, that's how the value that I hold on to, right? So, and even going as far as like talking versus dating, like to me, those two are two different terms. They're not in the same realm for me. You feel me? Like, dating is what I just explained to you. Like, if I'm dating you, we're dating, we're together, boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, I imagine myself being married to you. Like, I'm trying to work towards that. If we're talking, to me, that's more like, I don't know where this is gonna go. I might not even see myself being able to be married to you right now, but I enjoy the person that you are, and those feelings might eventually grow, but we're not really together. You feel me? Like, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of the time, that situation is understood between me and the other person. Not to get confused with, you know what I'm saying, like friends with benefits or anything like that, because that's a situation I really try to stay out of myself. I just feel like those situations can be messy, even if there is communication involved. I feel like that can get kind of, well, I guess realistically any situation can get kind of messy, even if communication is involved. But most of the times from my experiences, even with communication being involved, but putting a label of such as friends with benefits on it, it just does not end well. So for me, like I said, talking isn't necessarily friends with benefits, because we might be, you know, I might be exclusively talking to you, but we're still not in that dating phase where it's a very serious thing and like I'm working towards a bigger goal. It's more like kind of filling each other out, getting to know each other, if that makes sense. But that's just like kind of like the breakdown for those terms for the sake of this for this podcast episode. And I'm not gonna front, it's been, you know what I'm saying, the whole dating experience, especially as an adult, me being 25 versus when I was dating when I was 20, 21, you know, I think I more so was at a younger age, taking it from the perspective of talking, whereas now I'm more serious about, no, we're dating. Like, I actually take people on dates, you know, I would actually you know, introduce them to my parents, and I, because TBH, to be honest, like, there's actually only one relationship that I was in where she met both my mom and my dad. Because for me, I used to jump up and down, and my mom is like my best friend, da, 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 da. Like, if you meet my mom, then it's official, it's, you know, it's real. but I don't think that's the case anymore, because my mom is just such a lovable person. So when I meet somebody who I really rock with, I want them to meet my mom in general. My dad is a tough cookie, bro. My dad is the real deal. So now I'm at the point, if you meet my father, shorty, you are in. You feel me? You are in. At least for the moment, ain't nothing going. We are dating. We are together. I am your man. You know what I'm saying? So there's only been one relationship that I've been in where that person met my father, and that relationship, if I'm being real, was probably, not even probably, honestly, that relationship was like legit the best relationship I had ever been in, because of the fact that I learned so much, and in a way I'm still learning a lot from that relationship. But at the same time, it was also really just, I think, the first time that I genuinely was in love with somebody. And unfortunately, you know, I messed it up. I'm not gonna lie, and we gonna talk about it. This is the first time, one of one. I'm talking about this publicly, putting myself out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting my feelings out there, my mistakes. I messed up. Alright, I messed up. Let's talk about it. And I can laugh about it now because, you know, me and that person, we've had conversations. We continue to have conversations, and we're in a good space where I wouldn't necessarily say that we are close friends again, just because, you know, I kind of dropped the ball with the trust, and that trust definitely has to be built back up. But we are, she might say something different, but I would consider us at least basic friends, you know, because we text each other, check up on each other, every blue moon, you know what I'm saying, we'll FaceTime and talk for a little bit, and it's at this point in time, it's all positive energy and it's all good vibes. So I would say that we're at least basic friends. But I kind of messed up that relationship, and it really started with, a selfishness. Like I kind of got really selfish in that relationship, and that was really just more so coming from, me being an only child. Like, I grew up an only child. I don't have any brothers. I don't have any sisters that I know of. And so, you know, I didn't necessarily have to share a lot. And then when it came to finances was something I really didn't have to share. And as far as like taking my partner out on dates, doing things for them, it was all things that I wanted to do. But I also thought, which I don't think I've ever kind of shared this information with her, but I think it was also something that I realized I might not actually have been able to do financially. There were moments where it was like, ooh, I can either do this really cool thing for my partner, whether it was like buying them food, or if it was, you know, getting them a gift or something, or I can buy myself food, or I can, you know, do something for myself. And, you know, she wasn't always aware of the decision that was at hand. I think she maybe was like very, very rarely actually like there for that decision making moment. But a lot of the times I would choose myself. And looking back on it now, I see a lot of times where it's like that probably wasn't the best decision to make. But, you know, my selfishness, I think, got in the way. And whether or not she was aware of a lot of the selfish decisions I made, I think it still kind of showed up in other places. And so that was kind of like one of the downfalls that I realized looking back on it now, that really kind of like hindered our relationship a little bit. Another one, man, lack of communication. And that's something, and it's funny because I've been in four serious relationships pretty much my entire life. I've been in four serious relationships, and I think that for all four of them, lack of communication was a really big thing. You know, in past relationships, like back when I was, you know, younger, 2021, I literally would go the entire day without texting my partner. And then at the end of the day, be like, hey, what's up? I hope you had a great day. You know, I'll talk to you later. And like, would do that for like 2-3 days straight. And it was terrible. Granted, my last relationship, I don't recall ever doing that without giving warning. I might have, I don't recall it though, you know, but I want to say in the, you know, my last relationship, I was better at letting them know, hey, I'm going to be doing A, B, C, and D today, so like I might not hit you up. And you know, it's the whole lack of communication really taught me a lot, even with my friends, because bro, you can ask my friends, my communication was terrible too. But especially in the year of 2020, even before the whole coronavirus, there was a I'm really trying to do it and not laugh. But you know, even before the whole quarantine phase that we have been going through, like for the year of 2020, I just really wanted to work on, this is the year of intent for me. Everything I do is I try to do with intentions. And so communication has gotten a lot better. And that's something that I'm very happy about, because I just was, I would literally see messages, and like I have red receipts on, so I would see the messages and not open it, because I'd be like, I don't really feel like responding to this right now. Like, I just didn't want to have a conversation, which was, again, me being selfish. I didn't want to have a conversation. So because I didn't want to have a conversation with people, I just wouldn't answer. Granted, it's my phone. I do what I do what I want. But now I look at it more from the perspective of like, this person is communicating with me right now because they want to talk to me. Even if I might not necessarily be in a space to talk or want to talk, I can at least text them and say, hey, let me get back to you. Right now, it's Jeff time. It's me time. But I at least can give them that versus just not communicating whatsoever. So my communication has been pretty solid, in my opinion. Another thing, the biggest thing that really messed up the relationship for me was giving attention outside of the relationship. Man, I'm not gonna lie, excuse my language, but I fucked up big time. That was definitely the point where I kind of was just like, yeah, I am not doing what I need to do. I am really in deep doo-doo right now, and it really caused the relationship to falter and eventually end. And you know, it's nobody's fault but mine. Some stuff happened, situations happened. I'm not going to get too deep into detail, but I just started to kind of give attention elsewhere, outside of the relationship. Now I will say, like, cheating is cheating regardless, you know, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, like whatever the case, like cheating is cheating. And so, you know, I had ended up cheating. You know, talking to different people and kind of just like I said, giving them attention where I wasn't giving my relationship attention, where I wasn't giving my partner attention. And in my case, I also thought that, you know, just kind of stop doing that and focus back onto my attention was going to be enough. But you know, your skeletons, when they hide in the closet, eventually they'll be found. And so my skeletons eventually caught up with me. And when they did, I think that was when I realized I really should have said something earlier. Because I honestly feel as if I came to her and told her, like, hey, this is what was going on, I'm not doing it anymore, I know I messed up, but I, you know what I'm saying, let's talk about it, there might have been a bigger chance that we could have saved the relationship and worked through it. But I didn't do that. And then her finding out on her own and having to kind of just go through and do all this research, you know, and she told me, like, it made her feel silly, and it didn't make her feel good. And I think me not confidently, you know, me not giving her that confidence and let her know, like, yo, there's nothing that you need to worry about, or hey, I did this, but I'm not going to put you through the turmoil of you finding out from anyone else, I want to tell you myself and we can get through it. Like, me not doing that, I think, really just kind of put her in this mental state of like, well, number one, I can't trust you, but you know, it might have made her feel like I didn't have her best interest at heart, which unfortunately, like, at the time, me doing what I was doing, like, I didn't. And so that really was just like a really big learning lesson for me, as far as knowing, like, you can't cheat and not say anything and think that it won't catch up to you. Like, it's going to catch up to you. So the best thing to do is just not to cheat. But yeah, that's, you know, that those kind of, I think those 3 points were like the biggest things in my relationship, that kind of like hit the downfall. Now, I've learned a lot from that too, because number one, I think another big thing that kind of like I realized after we broke up and ended the relationship was that I didn't really truly love myself 100%. And I 110% believe firmly that you cannot get into a relationship and love somebody else if you don't love yourself first. Because if you, so when it comes to relationships, again, my opinion, my experience, I feel like each person has to be 100% before coming into this relationship. It's not a 50-50 and you come together to make 100, because that's not going to work. Because if you have 50%, you know what I'm saying? If y'all both have the same 50% in the same exact categories and you come together, those other categories that aren't filled out, that's going to hurt the relationship. So 100% both come together to make an eat, you know what I'm saying, to be 100% with each other and just grow off of that. So knowing that and understanding that, I think that's one thing that I subconsciously wasn't aware of, that possibly even hindered the relationship. But aside from that, like, I've learned a lot about myself. I've grown a lot. I'm able to, you know, I'm in this happy place. And it used to be crazy to me, because I'd be like, brother, like, you were the one that really messed up, like, the relationship. You're the one that, you know what I'm saying, that you're the reason why y'all not together. But to know that and understand that and, like, kind of, like I said, have those conversations with her and, like, still be in this place of, like, I'm happy, like... It's just been a really great experience, because everybody deserves happiness. Whether you've cheated on your partner, whether you haven't, whether you know what I'm saying, whatever the situation is, like, everyone deserves happiness eventually. So, like, find that happiness within yourself first, and then after that, you know what I'm saying, find somebody else who's also happy that you can be with. But I will say there are some things that there are some dating questions that I have, you feel me? Because there have been also some experiences where, you know, my success rate ain't 100%, you feel me? Like, me, my shooting rate is not 100%. My shot percentage, if I'm being honest with y'all, out of all of the shots that I've shot, my shot percentage is maybe like a high D. I'm probably sitting at like a 67%. You feel me? I know, you're not going to make every single shot that you put up. And anybody that tells you that they never miss is a liar, because everybody misses. Celebrities miss, regular folk miss, politicians miss. Like, if you're shooting a shot, it's not gonna go in sometimes, but sometimes it will. But you know, there I'm not gonna front, I've been dubbed quite a few times. I've been dubbed a lot, okay? A lot. All right. And you know, I will say that I don't think it's necessary. Like, just because you got dubbed doesn't mean that it's 100% on you. You feel me? You could have got dubbed because of something that maybe the other person is going through. You could have got dubbed because it is something that you want. And also understand too, just because somebody dubs you, that doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, like, they, if somebody dubs you but you have great personality or great qualities, like, if they don't want to be with you, they don't want to be with you. You just have to take that L. It, you know what I'm saying, like, just because you think you, sorry, had a hiccup, just because you think, you know what I'm saying, you might be the greatest person, you might be the most romantic person ever, you've shown all this interest and stuff, like, you still could get dubbed. And if you, you know what I'm saying, if you do, you need to be prepared for that. But, you know, there is one thing, there's a few gripes that I have. And one of the gripes that I have, you know, men and women both do it, but it's like, bruh, we are grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, especially like speaking for my generation, we're grown. Why are we still giving hints and signs to people? Like, we can't read, or we don't have ears to take in like information. Like, bro, why are we throwing hints and signs? I don't get it. Like, if you not feeling somebody, tell them, I'm not feeling you. if you, you know what I'm saying? If you are feeling somebody, tell them, I'm feeling you. Like, I just don't like that whole hints and signs thing, because in my opinion, if you throw a hint at somebody or throw a sign at somebody and your reasoning, I'm gonna say excuse, and your excuse behind it is, I don't want to hurt their feelings, or I don't know if they'll actually, you know, if they'll really understand what I'm saying, or I'm scared and I don't want to be rejected. Like, shorty, like, rejection happens. You're not going to hit 100% of the shots you make. And if you get rejected, like, maybe that person just isn't for you. Because you know what I'm saying? When I used to be afraid of rejection, and I used to be like, oh, I don't want to get rejected, so I'm not going to say anything, or I'm going to just throw these hints. You know, that I didn't love myself as much as I should have. Therefore, if I were to get rejected, then it was going to be hard on me. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I will say, since I've turned 23, any shot that I've put up and missed, I do not care. Because, well, not to say I don't care, but I don't care in the sense of, like, I know I'm a catch. Like, I know that I am a great person. I know that I can be a great partner, especially now from what I've learned. I know for a fact, I'm a fucking catch, bro. Like, you get in a relationship with me now, like, we're winning together. You feel me? Like, but, you know, I didn't love myself at the time as much as I should have. So therefore, that rejection was going to hurt me a lot. But if you really and truly love yourself 100%, or at least enough, you know what I'm saying, where somebody rejects you and it don't bother you, then that's the place that I feel like everybody should be at. Because if I get rejected, I get rejected. Okay, that person's not for me. Oh, well. Now, for those that are like, well, I throw hints and signs because I don't know if they'll fully understand, or I don't want to hurt their feelings, or whatever the case may be, I feel like low-key, maybe high-key, that's low-key, that's really kind of like a sign that I feel personally, my opinion, I feel like that's a sign that you don't really respect the other person. Because if you respected them enough, then you would give them the opportunity to hear that information that you have to tell them, whether you don't, like, if you don't mess with them, if you respected them enough, you would give them that information and let them do with it what they will. For you to be like, I'm not gonna tell them the full truth, or I'm not gonna give them the full story, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't feel like they can handle it. You don't know what that person can handle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. They could get upset and blow up and what the heck, da, 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 da. They could hear it and be like, all right, cool. You don't know until you tell them. So you throwing signs and hints, like, respect that person. Give them the respect that they deserve. You don't know them like that. So let them know what it is. I just feel like we're too old to be throwing hints and signs. Like, that's middle school, high school stuff. Like, if you mess with somebody, let them know, look, I mess with you, I like you a lot. If you know what I'm saying, if you don't feel the same, I understand. If you want to be friends, we can do that. If you don't want to be friends, cool, I'll go about my business. But I just wanted to let you know that I mess with you. And then vice versa. Like, hey, I just want to let you know I don't feel the same way. Like, you ain't got to be rude about it. You ain't got to be disrespectful. I, in certain situations, I kind of understand, you know, from what women have told me in the past. Like, I understand sometimes you have to be disrespectful because you're trying to tell somebody nicely in a nice way. You don't rock with them, or you don't want to be with them, and they don't, you know what I'm saying? Even if you tell them straight up nicely, like, hey, I don't feel that way about you, and they still don't listen, and they still trying, like, then I understand sometimes you got to be rude about it. But, like, if this is the first time, if this is the first attempt that they've put towards, and you just not feeling it, and you just don't, you know what I'm saying, like, then you gotta let them know, hey, I don't mess with you like that. Like, I don't see you like that. I'm not attracted to you. I'm sorry to, you know, so I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings, but like, I just am not attracted to you. And let them know, because the type of person I am, I'm not gonna try. Even I'm, you know what I'm saying, even if I do catch the sign, or even if I do catch the hint, you know what I'm saying, I'm more of a verbal person. So like, I might call you out and be like, yo, like, I've been putting an effort and you haven't really given me a clear answer. So like, so what's up? And when you do that, sometimes they just won't text you back. And if they don't text you back, then at least you know, like, all right, cool. Like, they wasn't for you. Case closed. So that has, you know what I'm saying, that's my overall, I can't even speak. That's my overall kind of like outlook on dating. There are positives, there are negatives, and sometimes there are going to be frustrations, but at the end of the day, all you can do is be true to yourself, love yourself 100%, and just look for the happiness. You feel me? Look for the happiness. I hope y'all enjoy the episode. I know this one is a lot more lengthy than the other ones in the past, but as I explained on the last episode, I'm not really going to keep a time constraint on anything anymore. But that being said, I appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all for joining with me. This has been, oh my gosh, I cannot talk. This has been Melanin Theory with your boy Jeff Devante. If you would love to follow me on the social, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at melanin_theory. That's MELANINTHEORY. Go ahead and hit me up, ask me questions. If you have questions about this episode, please go ahead and let me know. If you maybe have questions about even the last episode, questions that you want answered, go ahead and hit me up, bang my line, let me know. That being said, you already know the deal. Stay positive, stay awesome, stay black. If you are not black, stay you and be dope. Peace, love, happiness. I love y'all. Peace.